Like Effect Weekend, it is time for stories from Ex-Fabula. I'm Bruce Winter. Leah Delaney of Milwaukee's Ex-Fabula is here on this Halloween weekend, return to Central Standard Time weekend. We have to start learning to say good evening at 4 p.m. because it's dark, but it's a long journey to spring that begins now. That's the way I look at it positively. It's not enduring winter. It's a journey to spring.
Oh, that's a really nice outlook on that.
Optimistic. Yeah. You know, check back with me in January. I'll see how I'm doing about with that.
But. Meanwhile, I'm going to be hibernating with a box of wine for the next 5 months until spring comes. So that's where you'll find me.
We'll see you in April or May or something like that. What kind of stories we got tonight and what kind of events we got coming up? Which one do you want to tackle first?
Well, holy cats. You know, spooky black cats. I'm sorry. Okay, that'll end right now. I really, really wish that Ex-Fabula had a bevy of ghost stories that we could be featuring today. We're going to be featuring stories to preview our secret Fabula, which might be your opportunity to share a ghost story or two if you are so inclined. Secret Fabulas are just one of the they're members. Oh, you have to be a member. You know where to go become a member. If not, we'll tell you later. And we feature different story slams at Milwaukee institutions. And we get like secrets and background stories from either employees or the proprietors or, you know, customers. It's just so much fun. So we invite members to come and share their stories. So our next Secret Fabula is going to be at Shaker's Cigar Bar, which is a haunted bar, supposedly.
Allegedly, yes.
Allegedly. And we're featuring the theme of spirits. So please come share those. So let's just start out today's show. We did a Secret Fabula in 2015 in Walker's Point. It was at the place that was formerly Bucket Works in Walker's Point. Now it's Pitch Project Gallery, which hosts a lot of different artists in residency. So our Secret Fabula that day was requesting artists at Pitch Project to tell us about their creative process. So here's Jacqueline Rice with her anecdote about her creative process.
I am one of those people who attended school in the dark ages when art was reserved for an afternoon on Friday. And I dreaded art because if one could not draw, one was not an artist, nor did one have any creativity. I can't tell you what that does to a person's morale, but I've lived through it. I've made it through. But I did dread the Friday afternoons, and I sat next to Bunny Weber, who I refused to call Bunny. Her real name was Mary Beth, and I thought Bunny was a stupid nickname, so I called her Mary Beth. I made a stand about something, I guess. And so I sat next to her, and one of the things I remember is she drew these beautiful trees with these angry branches, and, you know, they were just gorgeous, and the teacher would walk by and pat her on the, you know, head, back, whatever. Good job, Bunny. And we didn't get grades like 1, 2, 3, 4. Like A, B, C, D, we got 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, needless to say, I didn't get many fours. I didn't get any fours, and like we didn't know what the numbers meant. However, I did get a 4 once, and it was for an abstract, and it was a drawing of different shapes, different colors. I used little points in them, inside the shapes, and I called it indecision. And apparently that was what made it a 4. I assume, all these years later, I don't know. I had that photo, or that drawing with me for, okay, now you guys are gonna be like, oh, you're not that old. So just, you know, settle down. For more than 50 years. And, well, close to 50 years, let me say that, 40-some years. And I still have it, still had it, and last year I framed it, and it's hanging on my wall, and it will not ever go off my wall, because I found out that I am creative in other ways, but also I'm a creative artist.
And that was Jacqueline Rice at one of our Secret Fabula events, members-only events, that was at the Pitch Project Gallery in Walker's Point.
And those interested in becoming Ex-Fabula members can find all the details at exfabula.com.
So let's move it along to another Secret Fabula event. The proprietors of the Brass Rooster and Hen House hosted a Secret Fabula event, and that is located in Bayview. So let's listen to this duo story with Kate and John from the Brass Rooster and Hen House.
Well, often people ask how and why we decided to open a hat shop. But really, it was all about a weekend afternoon when we were out and about on a costume call. And we were costume designing the trailer for the Milwaukee Film Festival. And I've had a very long theatrical career in film and television and whatnot. And that summer, we were booked a lot. And the previous summer, we were booked a lot to be on location doing costume, hair, and makeup. And we were down at the shoot for the film festival down in Racine. And we were on a lunch break, and we were walking in the downtown Racine area. And there was a little hat shop there. And Johnny was always wearing hats. And I had even purchased a few for him, and I even brought a few really beautiful hats home from the theater that just should never be given to an actor. Because actors' jobs are to, you know, do what they need to do on stage. And when you see something that's beautiful that you don't want to be harmed, you don't give it to an actor because they have a job to do. So we don't want to hinder them by giving them a beautiful vintage hat that I would rather put on my husband. So so we were in downtown Racine strolling, and there is a lovely little hat retailer there. And we went in and chatted her up and do what you do and you're kind of geeky about hats. And we chatted with her, and she showed us a catalog, and I looked at the catalog and memorized the phone number. And then we went and we had lunch, and then we wrapped that day for being on the shoot for the Milwaukee Film Festival. And a few weeks later, because where else do you ask your spouse a question? Traveling on the freeway about 65 miles an hour. There's nowhere for him to go.
Nowhere.
So I'd been stewing on this idea ever since we went into that little hat shop. And at this point in our life, I was working full-time at the Milwaukee Repertory Theater. Johnny was a full-time musician and a stay-at-home dad. And we budgeted everything. We budgeted our miles on our car, which routes we would take, what which routes would be most effective for our gas mileage. Eating leftovers, I was darning socks. You know, just making it through, because as parents, we chose that, you know, what's the point of the child care if we're working so hard to provide child care for someone else to raise and teach our children? So we made that choice as parents. And so we had this really wonderful routine. And so we were off and about on one of our routes one day, and we're traveling down the freeway, and it was about 2 weeks later, and I'll let him take it from here because he tells it much better.
Well, I'm sitting there driving, doing about 60, 65. So she says, "Hey, honey, yeah, I need to ask you a question." And you start thinking, what did I do? What didn't I do? What did I forget? What's the date? Is it your birthday? Is it our anniversary? What have I done? And she doesn't look mad. I don't think she's mad. Yes, dear? Of course, ask. And she goes, "What would you think about opening up a hat shop?" Now, I've heard a lot of things follow up those questions. Never in my wildest dreams did I think it would be that. This shop has kind of turned out to be very much like that question, because it's brought a lot of things that you never expect. And all of them were great. And it took me about 5 seconds to look at her and say yes. And then we both realized we had no idea what to do next. So we spent a lot of time planning out and putting into the business plan and figuring out what we could do, what we couldn't do. And it was an insane journey, because every single person we talked to at the time, it was in the lowest point of the Great Recession, as it has been known. And they said, "You're planning on doing what?" We said, "How do you not see this? there's no hat shop in the city anymore. There are no traditional hatters. Why wouldn't we do this? And then we were fully prepared, and we could see what we wanted to do. We could see this, even without this location. We could see where we wanted to go. And we were doing everything we could. Man. She said she was going to try and get me to cry, and she's close. We've put everything into this. So events like this mean a lot to us, because to see people come together that we don't know, it opens up what we've done to other people. So hearing everybody talk and just having a great time always mean a lot.
And that was Kate and John, who are the proprietors of the Hen House and Brass Rooster hat companies in Bayview.
Haberdashery, do we still call them that?
Yeah, you know, I was searching for that word as I was speaking, and I didn't find it in time, so there it is. Thank you.
Haberdashery, that's, you know, back in the day when men wore hats a lot.
Yes.
You don't see too many now. The big ones, you know, the big dress hats, not the little things, the little saucers that sit on top of your head like Devo hats these days, but back in the days, guys had big fedoras to wear. That was cool.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of suspenders, fedoras, even sock garters, you know.
Ooh, now wait a minute.
I know.
We have one more story today.
Yes.
And before we get to that, though, there is another story slam coming up in just a few weeks. And it's all about your life in crime.
Mm-hmm.
Not yours particularly, but
yeah, it would be a very short event, honestly. 5 minutes. Yes, Wednesday, November 18th, My Life of Crime is the theme. It's going to be held at Time Cinema. And I do want to make sure everyone knows that you can purchase tickets before the event. We have sold out the Time Cinema, so please be on that.
Well, and everything has been a sellout this year for you guys, so if you want to go, folks got to get on it right away.
Yeah, and actually, before we go on to the last story, Waukesha Reed Story Slam is coming up too, and we're going to be featuring, it's a story slam with a theme of coming of age, and that's going to be on Thursday, November 5th at the Waukesha Civic Center. So if you'd like to venture outside of the Milwaukee borders and go to Waukesha Civic Center, that's where that will be.
Sounds good. What's our last story?
Well, our last story. I'm a little partial to Shirley Lafferty because I used to work at Brian's Cocktail Lounge, but we did have a Secret Fabula event there, and we got her to tell a couple stories, a couple of anecdotes from her experience, long experience, at Brian's Cocktail Lounge. So here's Shirley Lafferty.
So I have to tell a couple stories that happened here. Pat would always decorate the lighting according to the holiday. Amber lights are the best thing. They make you look so young. You really have to love amber. So Pat decided that on St. Patrick's Day, we were going to have green lights. So Bobby, the bartender at that time, and I came in, decorated the whole thing in green lights. Pat came in later. He had his office upstairs, and he would get dressed for the evening. And he walked down the steps, and he went, "Ah!" And he walked over, and he looked at Dennis and I, and he said, "It looks like monsters in here." The green lighting made everybody look just horrible. Needless to say, the next day, we had amber lights. So another story I have to tell about customers. I used to have a lot of Marquette students come in, and they were wonderful, no matter what. So they found out, and through talking and my conversation, Pulp Fiction was being played. And my daughter took me to see it, and I have never seen such a horrible movie in my life. It was horrible. I told my daughter, I said, "If that guy said F one more time, I'm leaving." So I get a bunch of Marquette students come in, and they're sitting way in the corner over there. And this one kid kept saying, "F, F you, F, F you. And I said, just say that one more time, and I'm shoving some soap. I'm going to soap your mouth. So I'm up here getting another order, walking toward the back, and I hear, F you. I come back around, went in the ladies' room, and got a bar of soap. I went over to the table, and so help me, this is the truth. I went over to the table, and I just hear that F you again, and bang. He was eating soap. His table went up into hysterics. And I loved the kids. I really did. And they'd walk out the door, and they'd give me a hug, and I'd give them a hug. And I also have to say, as I finish, because I'm not going to keep talking, I have to say that John has carried on. Oh, if I cry, I'll die. Okay. John has carried on the way Pat would have wanted it, and he has been wonderful. So keep him going. Goodbye.
And that was the lovely Shirley Lafferty telling us her story about her experience at Brian's Cocktail Lounge as a server.
I love that place.
Oh, yes. I love that place. I love everybody in that place. It just takes you into a completely different era every time you go in there.
I swear you walk in there and it's 1958. Leah Delaney is here every weekend with stories from Exfabula and stories of her own sometimes and the opportunity to rip on me a little bit, but that's good. It makes for good radio. So in the cold weekends ahead, just remember there's always good radio on Saturdays and Sundays at this time. Thank you.